Wiki Madad, giving us details about Nakba Day, which is a very important Palestinian day, the disaster that they commemorate when the nation of Israel made an announcement to the world that they were once again a nation among all the nations of the world. Very interesting insight also on what the Congresswoman said about the Holocaust and the Palestinian offer of a safe haven. Well, we switch from one region of the world to another major region of the world. We're talking about the continent of Europe, and in particular, the European Union, and the man that covers that for us, John Rood. John, let me get into information I need you to speak to right away. Talk to me about the concerns. I think there are three major concerns that Europe has about Iran, with the situation of the United States tensions with Iran heating up. What is Europe looking at in this relationship?
Yes, the EU has been very careful in their dealings with Iran these last several years. One time they sent a delegation saying it was all wrapped up, but nothing was accomplished. So in a think tank type approach, there's three main concerns of a stance of maximum pressure against Iran that Europe is concerned with. So these would be, number one, that it would actually lead to a regime change, which is more than just persuading the current leadership. The second would be there'd be a new wave of refugees, which would be far more than the refugees that have come from Syria. And then the third is an actual possibility that could lead to war. So Europe is very concerned. As we've spoken before, they're very concerned about their economic ties, and so they're looking and examining these possibilities right now.
Well, the entire world is focused on the Iranian-U.S. tension build-up that's unfolding in the Middle East, so Europe should be looking at it, and the European Union as well, and trying to make some very important decisions. Two very important things I want to talk to you about as it relates to Brexit. Number one, the two major British parties, political parties, have failed to come to an agreement on Brexit. That does not look good for the long haul, does it?
It was an attempt to have the Conservatives and the Labour Party, led by Jeremy Corbyn, to have some type of talk. But this type of mixture is the last thing that the people who voted for Brexit want. Brexit is, you know, being deemed now as Europe's biggest mess. This is what's happening. So now her Brexit agreement is being described as literally being a new EU treaty. It's so binding. And now there's going to be the fourth vote for Theresa May's European treaty, so to speak, now. It doesn't appear any chance of going through.
Yeah, I think I read an article that the British Parliament have vowed to vote down May's deal for the fourth time. By the way, she has also, Theresa May, Prime Minister of Great Britain, agreed to set a timetable for a choice of her successor, willing to step aside and let's move ahead. Is that real, or is she just doing political talk?
Well, every week we have new timetables. So there will be the fourth vote on the week of June 3rd. It appears almost certain that it will be voted down. Once that's defeated, then Theresa May has agreed to a timetable after that point where she will leave. It could be very, very soon. So now lots of eyes are on Boris Johnson, who was one of the main proponents of Brexit in the first place, ex-mayor of London, also the ex-foreign minister. And so he appears to be in position to be the next prime minister. One other thing is, this could get a whole new switch and change up if the United Kingdom actually goes towards revoking Article 50, which just brings them back into the European Union. I think the EU would probably welcome that. But now we have the European Parliament elections next week. As we've discussed in great detail, that this is going to change the entire face of Europe. It's a very, very critical time.
Yes, and that's why we keep you right here at this broadcast table every time we get together for Prophecy Today weekend to discuss these particular issues and watch the political setting the stage for the prophetic. there in that very key region of the world, in particular the European Union. John, thank you so very much for this report. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.